A data breach at Altman Health System has triggered a class action lawsuit in Stark County. Jack Oliver of New Philadelphia filed the complaint in Common Pleas Court January 9th. He alleges the nonprofit healthcare provider failed to secure sensitive patient data secured on systems belonging to Cerner, a third-party provider of electronic medical record services. The breach, which occurred in January 2025, exposed Social Security numbers, diagnoses, and test results for thousands of patients. While Altman claims law enforcement requested a delay in notification, the suit argues the nearly one-year wait left patients vulnerable to identity theft. The suit is seeking monetary damages and better security measures to prevent future cyber attacks. A man is dead following a Tuesday morning house fire near Carrollton. Just before 10:30, firefighters responded to an address in the 3000 block of Pepple Road Southeast in Union Township. The 62-year-old victim's body was found in the basement debris following a five-hour battle with the blaze. The coroner has not yet released his name. The house is a total loss. Officials say the extreme cold was a major hurdle as gauges and hoses froze in single-digit temperatures. The state fire marshal is investigating the cause, but the blaze is considered an accident. The race for Ohio's 13th Congressional District is getting a new challenger from the world of broadcasting. Former Cleveland meteorologist Kerry Coleman announced his run for Congress Tuesday, seeking the Republican nomination to unseat Democrat Emilia Sykes. Coleman enters a primary field that already includes Latonia Mayor Kevin Ciambietta. Candidates have until February 4th to file for the May primary. The district includes all of Summit County and portions of Stark and Portage. A man is facing multiple charges following a violent domestic incident in Canton Township. On Monday, Stark County Sheriff's deputies were called to the 3900 block of Navarre Road Southwest. 36-year-old Stephen Thornsley of Canton is accused of stabbing his brother during an altercation. He is charged with felonious assault and domestic violence. Investigators also say a child was nearby during the incident, leading to an additional charge of endangering children. Thornsley is scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Akron-Canton Airport is celebrating its busiest year in nearly a decade. Officials announced Tuesday that CAK served more than 938,000 passengers in 2025, surpassing all forecasts and marking a 23% jump over the previous year. The surge was driven by the selection of Akron-Canton as the first Midwest crew base for Breeze Airways, which contributed to 7 new nonstop routes last year. The momentum is expected to continue through 2026. Breeze will launch nonstop service to Savannah in May, and American Airlines is set to add a fifth daily flight to Charlotte in June. A Pennsylvania man is awaiting sentencing after pleading guilty in a deadly high-speed crash in Ruthstown Township. 20-year-old Jacob White of Carnegie entered the plea Tuesday in Portage County Common Pleas Court to charges of aggravated vehicular homicide and vehicular assault. They stem from a May 2024 accident when police say White was traveling 65 miles per hour on Ruthstown Road. His vehicle became airborne after cresting a hill, crossing the center line, and colliding with two other vehicles. The crash killed White's passenger and left another driver with severe leg injuries. A sentencing date has not been set. An assistant fire chief in Columbiana County's Perry Township is off the job following his arrest in a sex sting. 48-year-old Anthony Constantino was placed on indefinite leave after he was caught up in an undercover operation in East Palestine Friday. Constantino allegedly arranged to meet a woman for sex in exchange for money, but was instead met by agents with the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. Constantino appeared in municipal court Tuesday and pleaded not guilty to charges of prostitution and possession of criminal tools. He is free on bond with a pretrial hearing set for March 25th. Heggies in Salem is headed to court seeking over $230,000 in damages following a demolition disaster. The East State Street restaurant filed a lawsuit Tuesday against Veterans Energy and Construction Services. It stems from the November 2024 demolition of the neighboring Shorey building when a large masonry wall toppled onto the restaurant and destroyed its outdoor freezer. Heggies alleges the contractor used an oversized excavator, failed to use protective barriers, and later installed a flawed used freezer unit as a replacement. The restaurant is seeking reimbursement for reconstruction costs, lost revenue, and legal fees. Two Youngstown men have been found not guilty of murder. 35-year-old Kenneth Carter and 23-year-old Terry Hopkins were acquitted Tuesday in the January 2025 shooting death of Rashawn Graham. WKBN-TV reports the defense successfully argued that ballistics evidence did not match the suspects and that key prosecution witnesses were unreliable. The jury found Carter guilty of a firearms charge. The verdict ends a week-long trial in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. A convicted killer is set to be released from prison for the fourth time. The Ohio Parole Board voted 5-3 to release 71-year-old Gary Betts March 16th, despite opposition from Trumbull County Prosecutor Dennis Watkins. Betts has served nearly 50 years for the 1976 shooting death of Newton Township Tavern owner Ron Gosch. Watkins says the release poses an undue risk to the public, noting Betts has repeatedly reoffended during previous stretches of parole. Betts, who now uses a wheelchair due to a severe skin condition, is expected to live with family in Kent following his release. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.